This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Stanley right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved in the conversation. I mean that seriously. You know, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can see the kind of stories we have up there. Take a read. Get involved. They're not all our stories. I repost from other places, other pages. They're stories I usually trust. The stories that I really think that, you know, you'll get something out of. You'll learn something from. God forbid we do that, huh? Not right there. See, the word learn right there just made them nervous. They didn't know what to do with themselves, though. But no, in all sincerity, you really do. You need to take the time to read these things. You need to take the time to learn, get informed, have real information. Because that's a big deal. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Joe at therealside.com. Joe at therealside.com. And again, very much appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Very much appreciate the time that you're involved, that you're engaged, that you're part of. So, part of what I want to go over, part of what I want to talk about, please chime in. As I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, you had the VP, what do you want to call it? You really can't call it a debate. And I only say that not to be nasty to Kamala, Carmella, whatever her name is, Mrs. Harris. Is that her married name, Harris? Right? Not to be demeaning to Mrs. Harris. But that, you know, her and Joe have got this thing. Joe, first of all, Joey B wants to fight everybody, right? Anybody get that yet? I mean, you look at him the wrong way, you say something he doesn't like, he doesn't answer the question. He wants to take out, hey, come on, we'll go do push-ups. Well, that's not the question. Question had nothing to do with push-ups. You know, come on, I'll run around the block, I'll beat you in a run. Well, I don't want to run against you. I just want you to answer the question. Can't do it. I don't know why, you just can't do it. Right? So, and Camilla gets in there. She can't answer the questions either. Joe has already said on more than one occasion he can't fracking. She can't answer the question. Because they know that if they come out and just say that, and some of the states that Joe wants to do, well, we're gonna can coal production, we're going to can fracking, you're talking about hundreds of thousands of jobs gone. So they can't say that. Lying is not a problem for them. By the way, I know I have Democrats that will see you're insulted. I didn't say all Democrats lie. But some of your people at the top, at the very top, this is not a problem. I mean, how can you? I'll make it really simple for some of you. How did Kamala Harris call Joe Biden a racist? Or say that he had racist policies, that he backed racist policies, but think that, after talking about this president as being a racist, thinks that he would be the best person for the job for the black community. I'm curious. How do you do that? How do you do it with a straight face? Now, there's two things. Either she was lying to get the presidential nod. I don't think she was lying. I think she actually believed it. Where she's lying now to fit in well with the president. Now, she did say on one show, it was a debate. She wouldn't answer the question. Never answers the question. She kept saying, it was a debate. Okay. So does that mean you get to lie, twist, stretch the truth? What does that mean? What kind of answer is that? Can anybody help me out? Because I'm really not the smartest guy in the room. It was a debate. Therefore, I'm allowed to lie. It was a debate. Therefore, I can stretch the truth. I can misspeak. Right? So it is truly amazing to me. And no pushback from the left. Not any. So, anyway, I just find this hilarious. And listen, our hearts and prayers, I've been remiss in mentioning it, but our hearts and prayers go out to those that are in the way of the hurricane or being damaged by the hurricane in any way, shape, manner, or form. I can't imagine what that's like. I don't want to, but I can't imagine what that's like. And again, please, I'm a believer. I'm a Christian. I believe that God protects and will save. But when you're sitting there watching this hurricane come at you, and they're giving you an out, they're giving you a way to get out of there, the stuff in the house you can always replace. And instead of you believe that God's going to show up with 27,000 angels to cover your home, which I'm not saying he can't do, how do you know for sure that God didn't send those people to get you out of there before the crap hits the fan? So be darn sure. Don't mock God. Be darn sure that what God wants you to do is hang out at the house. And I'm not going to say anything to anybody because I don't know what your relationship is. I don't know what you believe or anything along those lines. But again, our hearts and prayers go out to them. I hope them to be safe. Don't do anything stupid. Right? Back to Kamala Harris. I'm enjoying her very much. I'm sorry, guys, but I am. I think that she's one of the things. I mean, not bad enough that Joe's got enough, anchor on him to sink not only the party but the race for himself. I think Kamala's the second anchor. Does anybody disagree with me when I say she is like Hillary Clinton's clone, a colored version of Hillary Clinton? How's that? She can't connect with anybody. And the ones she does connect with, well, they're a little bit of sleazy, if you know what I'm saying. Joe Pacini, your host. Listen to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay Wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
I like it. Joe, my senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, be involved, be engaged, be part of. I mean that sincerely. You know, get your information. And, you know, make sure it's real. If you want to send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And let me know how you feel. Look, as long as you're not belligerently nasty, you know, really think about it. Just as long as you're not belligerent. I'll take the email. I'll respond to it usually. We can talk. That kind of stuff. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'll take any call for any reason. You know, I was talking about this earlier, and it's come up a couple times. And the, you know, Pelosi is constantly, constantly going off on Trump, going off on Republicans. Does anybody, in looking at her, watching her talk, listening to what she has to say, does anybody not think that she got issues or doesn't have issues? Look at what, again, don't think I'm just making fun of people to make fun. This is a serious conversation. I know a lot of people their ages. They're not doing well. For a lot of reasons, but they're not doing well. Pelosi gets confused. She gets lost. Sometimes she doesn't even know what she's starting to talk about. You know, anger and hate really play a game on one's mind. And I would start questioning her health, her fitness. So I guess my question to some of you is, should there be a mandated, I don't know, third party, whatever you want to call it, shouldn't there be a mandated health test of some kind? And I don't want to hear about the HIPAA laws. You know, it's really funny because you guys use HIPAA laws all the time, and then when Trump uses it, it's a bad thing. I find that just amazing. Perfect for how you operate, but still just amazing. Right? Maybe there needs to be a test. And a test, if they can't pass A, B, and C, they can no longer be president. Now, you know, Congress people can be impeached, too. They can be removed as well. Now, the stupid thing about that, and see, when our founding fathers put all this together, they figured that people understood, they knew what was given up for them to have the freedoms they had. They didn't think we'd be. Now, it's really funny, because when you read the founding fathers' letters, some of their letters, they knew we were evil. They knew man was evil at heart. I don't think they ever thought it'd be this evil. No joke. They never really, really, deep down inside, I don't think they ever thought it would be this evil. You would have evilness. You would have the onesie twosies that were this evil, but not in total. The White House pounced on Speaker Nancy Pelosi's 25th Amendment talk. They hit her for her own mental health. Suggested that if she's trying to target Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden, thinking that she's going to target him later on and put Kamala in. I wouldn't put it past her. You guys don't realize, you know, whether it's negative or positive, you don't realize how strategic these people are and how they think. I've had people I've been around politics too long. That's my biggest problem. And I will sit in a strategic meeting with some people and put stuff on the table. They'll say, how did you think of that? I said, well, I didn't just think of it because I'm that nasty, but look at what they've done. Look at what they've done in the past. And then openly admitted to, look at Harry Reid. He flat out lied about Romney, about not paying taxes. And what happened? When Romney didn't get in, thank God, I don't think he would have been any better than Obama. But when Romney didn't get in and he was interviewed later on, what did he say about it? He said, you know, the commentator said, hey, you know, you knew that wasn't true. Do you regret it? And what did everybody, do you know what Harry said? He didn't get in, did he? So in other words, what he was saying is, yeah, it was a lie. I kept him from getting in, and I won. I succeeded. Isn't that what he did? Isn't that what he said? Pelosi's looking for the 25th Amendment in order to replace Joe Biden with Kamala, said the White House. The Dems want that to happen pretty fast, because Sleepy Joe is gone. I don't think Joe Biden could make it through the Inauguration Day speech. I really don't. Unless he does a 10-minute speech. White House press secretary. Now, funny, because the libs on the left, they are running around talking about how scared the White House is now that the infection is inside the White House. Actually, they're not. You've got a few here and there, which I don't blame them. Right? You know, maybe they have health issues at home and they have old folks at home. That's okay. That's good. Same thing with the Secret Service. My understanding, I think it was one or two service members complained about it. One of them has hated Trump from day one. I don't know why they don't remove them. Get them out of there. I never understood this. Kaylee tweeted out a bizarre moment in that television interview where Pelosi responded to a question about potentially impeaching Trump again. The only one who needs the 25th Amendment is Nancy Pelosi, she said. Right? I mean, Nancy does look a little weak. How about that? I mean, how could she question Trump's health? He's surrounded by doctors. Right now, she won't question Joey's health. She won't question, they never question Hillary's health. Here's a woman who obviously was having seizures. Obviously. Not there at the podium, but when she walked away from the podium. The most famous one was she was waiting for the van. Right? You saw it. Did her legs go stiff? She started walking like a little Weeblo. Oh, Weebles. And I'm not making fun of her. Just trying to get you to picture it. I'm not wishing... See, unlike the others on the left, I'm not wishing any harm to any of those people. I want them good and healthy when they go to jail. I want them to know exactly what's going on. I do not want them to think they're at some resort somewhere because they're not fit between the ears. I want them to know where they're at. I know this is pie in the sky. This is like lightning from God. I really wish that these people would somehow get honest. Democrats would get honest with themselves. Republicans too, but in this case, Democrats. Look at Jerry Nadler. Adam Schiff couldn't find the truth. If you put it in a bag, put both his hands on it, and wrote truth in the bag, he would know where it was. Where's Maxine Waters? Anybody know where she went? Trump Senior Host, a lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Hurricane Delta has made landfall near Creole, Louisiana. The Category 2 storm has 100 mile per hour winds and seawater surges. Some areas of Louisiana could get a foot of rain behind the storm. Delta is threatening the same region that just started to recover from Hurricane Laura 6 weeks ago. This new storm barreled through the Mexican resort areas of Cozumel and Cancun, causing some streets to collapse and knocked out power to hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses. The second presidential debate has been officially canceled by the nonpartisan commission that organizes them. President Trump rejected plans from the commission on presidential debates to turn the debate originally scheduled for Thursday into a virtual affair. The commission says it will now focus on the final debate scheduled for October 22nd in Nashville. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Life. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And we do appreciate the time you're spending with us, you know, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. New story that just came out over on Fox News. Democrat ballots more than double Republican ballots in early voting, which frankly is not uncommon in a general election. But they're going to make it a big deal. Even Fox. I'm telling you people, we lost Fox. Places you need to be. You need to be on places like OAN or Newsmax. Really? Not kind of, sort of, but really. And is it though there's been a speculation that Democrat voters will be more likely to vote by mail in 2020 general election than Republican voters. The number of Americans who have cast their vote so far has outstripped the number of early voters by this point in 2016 by tenfold. Yeah, but are they real votes? Come on, let's just be honest about it. The Dems go, oh, of course they're real votes. I mean, what do you think? You think we cheat? Yeah, actually, yes. Over 8 million, Over 8 million Americans have already cast their votes, which would mean this presidential election sees a record number in voter turnout. That's according to the United States Election Project. It compiles election data. Come on, say electronic. Now, though five states in the U.S. conduct their voting system largely and entirely through mail-in ballots, including Oregon, Washington, Utah, Colorado, and Hawaii, none of these states were included in the more than 8 million votes already received. 1.7 million registered Democrats had returned their ballots, while only 750,000 registered Republican ballots had been received. Which, again, doesn't mean anything yet. Democratic ballots requested nearly double that of Republican ballots as well, with more than 22 million Democrats. Well, see, you say this, but they keep forgetting that here in California especially, we've got people that are getting ballots at their homes from people that hadn't lived there in 23 years. Yeah, you heard me. I'm not making the number up. One person I know in particular, 23 years. The owner before the owner of the owner that's there now is getting. How does that work? Now, this is after a judge ordered Los Angeles County to clean up its voter rolls. Ordered them. And what's the registrar say? Well, screw them. I don't really... Well, the law doesn't apply to me. I'm a Democrat. 14 million ballots have been requested by voters who have not registered with a specific party. All right? Now, Democrats... 22 million Democrat ballots requests and 13 million... You know why? You know why it's only 13 million Republican requests? We like to go to the polls. We like to see our vote go into the box. We like to make sure actually somebody actually got it, actually saw it. Right? We've never seen this many people voting so far ahead of an election, Michael McDonald, the University of Florida, said. Well, of course, because we haven't been able to vote this early before, number one. Number two is, this is wrong. This is just so wrong. And it's not keeping people from voting. Look, people from other countries realize how important the vote is. So this garbage that you can't, you know, you're stopping people from voting, voter harassment when you want them to have an ID, voter harassment when you force them to vote on a certain day by a certain time. We knew it years ago. We talked about the fact that hours and hours and hours of waiting in these lines was going to force them to either keep the polls open longer or make it easier for them to do mail-ins. Right? It's been reported or predicted that due to the surge in voting, U.S. could see 65% of eligible voters turn out in 2020, even the dead ones. That means 150 million votes counted, the highest rate in voter turnout in U.S. history since 1908. More than 50 million people requested mail-in ballots. Right? Now, they're saying this is because of the coronavirus, because people don't want to go out. There's plenty of people I know that want to go vote. They want to actually go somewhere to vote. Trump has said that repeatedly there'd be mass fraud. I agree with him. We've seen it in other years. Many states have agreed to extend their mail-in voting systems. They either open up early and stay open later. Look, I don't have a big problem with that if you actually have to come in. Go into that place, sit down or stand up, however you do your poll, and do the voting there. Right? For me, it's that easy. Florida, which voted for Trump in 2016 presidential race, is leading the nation with the number of ballots already submitted, more than 1.3 million. Right? And over half those are Democrat ballots. Virginia and Michigan have also both received almost a million return ballots. I mean, frankly, the things they don't write in these stories are infuriating. We've already seen voter fraud. They have caught mail people. Now, I know not all male people like this, but there's good ones and bad ones. Dumping the mail. Right? That's not just me making it up as you go. Look it up on that interweb place. If you're a real hardcore partisan, and you see you got a bunch of ballots that comes from a predominantly Republican area, what might you do with them? Just asking. Right? And some of you who, you're all rah-rah and you're on Facebook, I don't know how to get the point home. Do you really understand how important it is that Trump gets the House and the Senate? Not just the presidency. I don't understand why that's so hard for some people. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate your time with me. If Trump loses in 2020, by the way, because I don't know, it's on us, it's on him, or whatever. I don't even know who to blame at this point. Because the Biden-Harris ticket is so boring, I think it even puts them to sleep when they're talking with each other. Right? Really, what's exciting about them? I don't know what's exciting. Well, Joe, I'm waiting for the outbreak. Right? I'm waiting for him to yell at somebody. I'm waiting for him to do... I think it's great. You know? And then Kamala Harris, another peach. She couldn't win. She, what was she, dead last in the primary? And yet she gets chosen. Tell me that there isn't something up there. And not just that they needed a black female. That's how they're going to play that. Right? She spent pretty much the entire vice presidential debate coming up with these imaginary facts about Democrat nominees and their records in Washington. But she wouldn't answer any of the serious questions. Which is funny is the left is saying that Pence didn't answer any questions. And he skirted a few of them. I'll give you that. She went for fiction over fact because we know they believe in that. Right? And her performance, again, very condescending. Right? They should have called it 50 Shades of Blue. Her determination to just make it up. You know, like, she at times she looked like a little girl just telling a whopper lie to her parents. Right? No, I didn't put the cat in the pool. Even though I was the only one home, nobody else was around. No, wasn't me. You know, and again, they have this mantra, this lie, that President Trump didn't do anything to slow down to stop COVID-19. Now, look, I got to ask the question. Now, I got a lot of Democrat friends that intelligent people. But is it they don't think it, they depend on the party? Because if you run the timeline down of when Trump first called for banning flights from China, then started calling for banning flights from Europe. I mean, all the things that he tried to put in place, what did the Dem Party do? They did nothing but pound on him. Right? They called him all kinds of phobic. Nancy Pelosi was inviting them down to Chinatown. You don't hear about that. You don't see that in the news, do you? Right? De Blasio was just shy of doing a river dance in New York City to have you come down and see him. And look what's happening now. These places are becoming barren. And they're in a lot of trouble. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too.
But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
We are back. Come and see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5560. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. All right. We were talking about, wrapping up this week's story. And Hattis, she had some good ones, right? And as I was saying when we went to break, they can't find the truth. You can put it in a bag. You can mark it truth. Right? Put their hands on it and say, hey, it's in there. They don't know what to do with it. And yeah, somebody just mentioned Wallace. Just useless. He's worse than the old man now. And, she said that Joe Biden said the American people know, and Joe Biden said he would not ban fracking. And that's a fact. The problem is it's not a fact. And can we not call it, unless she's going to say, I didn't know, but I doubt she didn't know. It's a big enough story or a big enough issue to where she sat down and said, okay, where are we at on abortion? Where are we at on fracking? Where are we at on offshore drilling? I'm sure she asked all these questions, because if she didn't, She shouldn't be handling anything for us. I don't care what it is. Nothing. Now, during his campaign, Biden repeatedly vowed that he would ban fracking. He'd phase out fossil fuels. Right? Harris also an outspoken proponent of a fracking ban. She recently even proclaimed that she is in favor of banning fracking. But it's not what she told the American people. It's a debate. Why is that? Why can't they say something, especially her? Just say something along the lines of, hey, I was for this, then I did some reading and some more research, and now I'm against it. What's so hard about that? And the lie didn't stop there. She went on to regurgitate the attacks against President Trump, right, calling out his records on race issues, falsely claiming that the president refused to condemn white supremacy. He's done that a dozen times already. And I'm with him. At some point, I go, you know what? Go look at the old tapes. You'll find I've done that already. I'm not going to keep doing it. That's what I would say. This is one of the things that makes people dislike the media so much. You selectively edit. You selectively report on things you edit, just like Harris did. She didn't tell the truth. The other thing that irritates me to no end, is she getting paid right now? She shouldn't be. She's on the campaign road most of the time. She said, Senator Harris did comments that President Trump and I and others on our side of the aisle, you know, are against fracking. Now, Mike Pence said in a response, pointing out that Donald Trump, who has Jewish grandchildren through his Jewish daughter and son-in-law, has repeatedly condemned white nationalists and neo-Nazis for that fact. For days, mainstream media told the American people that the vice presidential debate would be more productive. Yeah, that worked out. It never stops, right? Instead of shedding light on Biden's true beliefs, Harris was determined to drown out the truth. Think about it. Well, because it's not something they want out there. They forgot about this whole interweb thing now, didn't they? Even Mike Pence started to lose his patience with her. Look, at some point in time, look, you put up with people hanging themselves. You can put up with people deciding this is, I'm just going to say this because I know the group I'm in front of. My attitude is, okay, they'll figure it out. The group will figure it out. But she went on such a tirade of lies for so long, even Pence was like, oh, God, this has got to stop. Right? He urged her, Pence urged Harris plenty of times to come clean with the American voters. He even supplied an answer for her. And she refused to give it. Right? She observed that the Biden-Harris administration would enthusiastically support a scheme to pack the Supreme Court. She wouldn't respond. Joe won't respond. Look, if you're not going to do it, then respond now. Now, maybe Joe's afraid to respond. That could be possible. He could be afraid of AOC and Presley and others up there. I could see that. I apologize. Don't want to put him in that same boat, right? Pence finally looked at Harris and said, look, you're entitled to your opinion, but you're not entitled to your own facts. Unfortunately, Harris was determined to keep the American people from finding out what she and Joe Biden actually believe. You know, they could clean Trump and Pence's clock by simply coming forward, even if they're going to lie in unison and put it all to bed, or try to. But that pesky interweb that they've been trying to get a hold of for a couple of years now, they want total control. Good luck. Because the people aren't going to give it to you. Speaking of attacks on this kind of thing, when you talk about telling the truth, the the BLM founders, they took their mission statement of off their website. I don't know if you guys noticed that. I was able to get some stuff off the mission statement before they did. They admitted that their goal was to destroy the nuclear family, the same goal that Marx said would create a communist utopia. That would make sense. Right? Now, as the founders of BLM also admitted that they were trained Marxists, ultimately, their agenda truly doesn't have anything to do with black lives. Look, have they fought for school equity anywhere? Anywhere. I'm racking my brain. I'm like, okay, let me see. They were at school rallies, right? No. Okay, they were in neighborhoods. They've been having fiscal responsibility for years. They went in there. They rebuilt the neighborhoods with new PV. No. Okay, never mind. That wasn't it either. You can't find anything they've done. Not really. Even flicking through their website. You know, they've created a massive, I won't say confusion, but they've done a great job, as they usually do, as the Dems who are promoting propaganda, they've done a great job with this. It's all about equality for the black community. No, it's not. Even the blacks know it's not. That's why you and I have to fight back. We have to push back. We have to make sure the truth is out there on a daily basis. Otherwise, they'll win because they'll speak to the ignorant. Right? Marxists tend to be either atheists or agnostics. All of them seem to frown upon faith, though. And I already told you why that is, especially Christianity. Right? They especially don't like Christianity because there is a higher power. Somebody bigger than they are. Their words don't mean anything. You know, their biggest beef with the followers of Christ, well, you can depend on a higher power to give you what you need in life, not them. Right? Even one that preaches to God will meet you halfway. Some say that means that it won't depend on the state to sustain you. And that's what Marxism wants. They want total dependency. They want you to look at the state as your Lord, Savior, God, and provider. And really, work it through. I mean, like I thought, you know, and when you look at California alone, you think about everything that's going on here, right? The governor is definitely a Christian hater. Well, it's really interesting. So he seems to target, go after, and push his men to stop Christians from getting together, from worshiping, from praying. In New York, de Blasio and Cuomo seem to be going after the Jews. Not like they haven't felt that before. It's crazy. And I'm surprised that people aren't speaking up more. Right? 855 Real Jews. Yeah, I know. I get frustrated too, just like you guys do. Because there's really no reason for it. Especially for you Christians. Why aren't you stepping forward? Some of you are, so you know this is not for you, right? But what are you not getting here? I don't understand. They're rounding up Jews. Yes, you heard me. Right, because de Blasio's cracking down on Orthodox Jews. Those are ones that actually live out and practice their faith. Well, Trump tweeted about it, too. He called out what the many detractors of New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio see. Talk about an anti-Semitic group of people. Why aren't the Dems calling him out? Do they just not see it like that? Gotta ask. Very curious. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Look, have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. We want you back here with us. God bless. Have a great weekend.